I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Ricky, what's good? What's happening?
Hey, girl. We are back from the desert. Yeah. Yes, girl. I'm here alive and well. How are you
doing?
That
was actually really cute.
I know, right? You see
She's
me, girl?
Getting better.
Musical genius.
That's why you should be on Broadway.
Girl.
I could still see you on Broadway.
I could do Broadway.
I know for a fact you could still do Broadway.
I could do Broadway. I'm just not ready for it. I feel like when you do Broadway, I mean, I don't know. I just have a plan for my career. I'm thinking, like, you know.
Broward, maybe it gives Tony first.
It gives Tony first, but you know,
that
I want my Emmy.
It'll
be cute.
It'll be sickening, girl.
But, girl, I don't think I can live in New York, girl. Jesus Christ, girl.
I thought you can.
I thought I could. I can't. Because I love LA. I feel like, you know, when I go on Broadway, it gives very much, like, girl, I know, as someone a theater kid, I grew up in theater. You know what I mean? I grew up in
so
the theater.
So you should stay in the theater.
I did. You know, I did theater with everybody. It was like, girl, that shit was so tiring. A show every single day.
Oh, girl.
A matinee. A night one, girl.
Oh, my God. That's a charming day, girl. That's what was
hey, girl,
school.
If you mess with my Broadway, girl, that's a problem.
Yes, every day.
Every day, girl. I feel like I would do a cute 3-month run, you know? I could do it. Could you do Broadway?
No.
I know.
I haven't asked.
I know, because the voice. You know what I mean?
I'll lip sing like the girls
do. You can't lip sing on Broadway, girl.
You can.
Girl, you can't.
There's a way.
There isn't a way, girl. You can't lip sync on Broadway, girl. That's the point of your live singing. Let's be a live singing, girl. I'm so sorry. I cannot wait for the Wicked soundtrack to come out, girl. Oh, my God.
You love Wicked.
I love Wicked. I'm just so excited for Ariana Grande.
Wicked,
it's really going to change her career.
I fell asleep, bitch. I was snoring.
I was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, Denzel, this play.
It's so long.
Good news. She's dead. Girl, I love Wicked, girl. I'm so Elphaba. I am.
You always say that.
I am. I am the witch. Come on. I know my shit, girl. I'm a big fan of Wicked.
No,
so
you love Wicked. That's okay, fine. Let me finally go see it. And it was good, but I just knocked out. It was so...
you're like, Ricky's still going on.
Still.
I'm like, yes, girl, it's a story.
It was like, what, 3-4 hours?
Yes. It was you saying, like, damn, to act two. Yes. So get up, stretch your legs, some candy, sit back for act two, girl. The best act, girl. You know, we find out where Elphaba is going to go. Is Galinda going to be there for her, girl? Like, what's... Fiero, where is he, girl? Nessa, you know, Dr. Dillamon.
Ricky, you are so funny. You know what's so funny? I forgot what I said like 2-3 days ago. My sister said, you really must love Ricky, huh? I said, Ricky is such a funny ass bitch. I was just washing the dishes and it was something that you said. I'm like, Ricky is so funny. She said, you always talk. I'm like, you are so fucking
funny. Anything that be coming up my mouth, girl, I'm like, oh my God, girl. Girl, we're hilarious bitches, though. We're funny,
funny,
girl.
Oh,
I live.
My God.
How you doing, sister?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm chilling. Girl. Same old, bitch.
Girl, right?
The days are just flying and passing us by. The girls are getting older but wiser.
I know that's right.
When I say old, I mean growing. I don't mean old. I feel like...
We're not old bitches.
You know, people call me an ageist.
People call you that?
Yeah, it's because I be saying like you're 27 or like older. Like,
yeah, it's fucking
jokes.
You. It is you.
Yeah, girl, it's just little jokes I make. I just have very dark humor.
But the thing is, girl, I never get the punch of the joke, girl.
It's no punch.
It sounds so real. I'm like, damn, maybe I'm an old ass bitch.
No, I just like, girl, I don't know. I just be talking, but it's
Do
never
you think 27 is old though?
I told you, I feel like old is like 53. I don't even think that's old. Like my mother's 53.
I thought your mom was younger than that.
No, my mom's 52, being 53. But yeah, I don't find that old. I feel like old is really 57. I don't know, because, you know, my mom's 52 is definitely different. Sorry, from like a white woman's 52. That was me, wasn't it? It's about the feeling.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like old is a feeling. Like, I don't know.
I think 70s is old, bitch.
Yeah, I feel like 70s is old. I don't feel like 60s is old. No.
Yes, because you starting to get AARP at that time, girl.
Girl, Angela Bassett is her 60s.
She is?
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not old. I mean, old is how you feel, but I really feel like I personally am going to feel old, like 57, 58.
Because you're 25 now, right?
Yeah. So...
Oh.
So I feel like I'm going to feel old, but I feel like 20s is still very young. 30s is still very young. 40s is still very much very young.
I feel like, okay, I think that when you turn those certain older ages, I feel like that's when life starts really, really, really mattering. And that scares me.
I mean, you're not a woman.
I'm not a woman, but I'm also a man.
I know.
I'm a gay man at that, girl.
I mean, I feel like...
And what did you say?
What did I say?
And what'd you say? Very different from us. What'd you say? What? And this is another reason why I feel the way you feel. What'd you say?
What?
Say, you said it's a certain age.
What? That?
That's my biggest fear.
No.
It is.
No.
You said...
No, you, No, I feel like... I feel like with us, I just feel like obviously older is old, but...
I feel old because the whole lifestyle we live.
I feel older.
Yeah, I feel old.
Oh, no.
I feel old. It's like, oh, my God. Or when I get comments like, oh, my God, Ricky. Literally, grew up watching you. I was in middle school. I'm now 21. I'm like, damn, bitch.
Yeah. Comments like that make me feel old, too.
Yeah.
Like, when I meet someone, like, I've always, because I moved to LA at such a young age, I was always used to, like, me being the baby. And now meeting someone, I'm like, yeah, I'm 19. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I hate it, girl. I was
like,
19.
And then it's me, like, how does it feel to be, like, 19? And
girl,
like,
right?
You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
it's awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, girl, we be in the club. It's like, damn, you look mad good. I'm like, thank you. How old are you? 20. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, that's young.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, I wish I was younger because I so would.
Yeah, but you see, that's how I know, like, now I'm like, damn, bitch, like, you are so right.
And it's like, and I feel like we're in, like, a moment now where it's like, we can still relate to the younger girls. We can still relate to the older people. You know, but I feel like we're just stuck in that middle age. I want to relate to one age right now.
Yeah, for real?
Girl, sometimes I feel like I can really relate to somebody who's, like, 19.
I mean, yeah, because the 19-year-olds here are different. Yeah. But they're like how we were.
No.
You don't think so?
We look like kids at the age, bitch. Bitch, a girl, you had a baby face, girl. You thought you gave grown, but girl, it was your height.
My mental was so grown.
Your mental was grown, but you look like a baby. You did that.
I think it depends.
I'm like, damn. What the fuck? But some of these bitches look older than me.
They do.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, so no, I just don't know. I don't know. It's just like, with social media now and stuff, like, I just feel weird watching people go to graduation and prom.
Girl, when I went to graduation and prom, whatever, it's what?
10 years or 9 years ago.
9 years ago, it'll be 10 next year.
It'll be 10 next year.
Damn, girl, my 10-year class reunion is really next year, and I'm not going. I'm like, why?
That'd be sickening, though. I mean, it's not like the girls don't see you.
And they see me, but the thing is it going to be sickening? Because the girls who I really want to see me are not even going to be there. Like, you know, the valedictorians are going to be there, the ones who love me and always saw a star.
But like, you're your bullies?
Yes, bitch. I want to see all y'all there. Yeah. Look at your bitch. Yeah. Girl, yeah, y'all still here, girl. I'm in
LA.
Damn,
it's been 10 years since I've known you. I done met you, like, right before you graduated.
No, right when I graduated.
Right when you graduated. You graduated early. In the South, y'all graduated, like, in May and shit.
May and June.
No, but I met you.
Oh, well, June. I finished school in May. But I had to go back and graduate. The day before Digi, I graduated. Like, that day. I'll never forget the girl. I graduated right there, grabbed my diploma and everything, child. You went to graduation, right?
Did I? I did go to graduation.
You did.
I was actually very sad. I was the Botanical Gardens.
That's why in New York, y'all really are different from the South. We have ours in the football field, girl.
No, that's cute. That was very Friday Night Lights, no?
No. A Botanical Gardens, girl? Y'all had the Botanical Gardens?
Botanical Garden. It was so cute. It was really cute. But I was like, damn, bitch, it really hit me. Like, I really... And then, you know, also, too, like, in senior year, like, you start to miss... I'm like, damn. Like, senior year is, like, when you get close to people you never got close to.
Yeah.
I have friends. I was like, damn, bitch, I've been in the school for, like, you know, I've been to my school since sixth grade. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, bitch, we just not getting close when I'm leaving.
Right? Isn't it, like, crazy?
Isn't that crazy? Damn. Yeah.
It's like, all the others keep in touch. You never do.
Never keep in touch. I kept in touch with, like, 3, 4, 5
people. You keep each other now?
I have Megan. I have Christian. That's it.
That's it? 2 people. Yeah, it's only for me, it's Kelsey.
Yeah, only 2 people. I want to... I have, like... I'm going to keep in touch, but I was supposed to link up with them and, like, my friends that, like, they're still together. They're those two. Yeah, not really.
That's so sad to me. It's like, damn, girl, you grew up with these bitches. Like, I thought we were going to rise to the end, girl. Well, I thought, personally, I thought that I was going to go to college with these girls.
Oh, yeah, because that was a plan for you. That was a plan for me.
But you know what? I guess God really helped me out, girl, decline me from the college they were all going to. I was the only one in my friend group
that'd
to get
been
in.
So cute for you to go to college.
I was so excited.
You know what? I don't know why. Maybe because you were, like, so preppy and so, like...
It's what I wanted to do. I feel like, but girl, you know I was going to major in now.
Yeah, with theater. With business?
Theater. Theater's going to be my major and business is going to be my minor.
Your minor, yeah. feel like that's what a lot of like theater kids do. But no, I don't know. Just because when I met you, I just got the vibe that you were just like so smart.
No, I was dumb as hell in school, girl. Like really dumb as fuck. Like honestly, truly.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was like, I was actually smart, but sometimes I'll just choose to like not apply myself because it was too much work. And I was a good student, but I'm bad when it comes to tests. Horrible.
Awful, girl.
I'm horrible at tests.
Girl, I'm a procrastinate girl.
Right.
Like damn, girl, I will let you know. Like okay, like let's say like in 3 weeks we're gonna have this big exam. I'll wait, girl, the day before, girl. Girl, come out of there, girl. I'll be happy if I D'd it, girl. But yes, girl, got a D, that's passing, girl. Move on, girl. As long as I'm F, girl. So I was that bitch and mess around. I would get like mess around. I'd get 51s, 20s on my test and shit, bitch. I'm like, damn.
No, my test, I would never really fail a test. I always get like C's.
Oh, period, bitch. You be that girl. Yes, see your way out. I like yeah, that, girl. See,
but if I really apply myself, I really only got like an A minus once, but I was a B student. I was always a B student. Girl, find me, girl. I never wanted to be a scholar as long as I have my B's.
Girl, right. Give me my B's, girl.
I was always in the 80s.
Oh, we love that, girl. We love that. Girl, I love you, 85,
school,
girl.
Bitch. I miss school. School's
good, though. I want to go to school now. Like, I would love to have this Ricky go to high school now, dress where I'm dressed.
That's how the kids are now.
Not in North Carolina. Oh. Bitch, I would have ate them bitches up, bitch. Move. Girl, get the fuck out of my fucking face. Yes, girl. Oh! I wish, though, girl. High school, miss you down.
I miss you. Okay, so this week we're talking about Coachella.
Oh, my God.
Yes. But however, Kama, before we get to that, there's some things that you guys wanted to say to us.
Yes.
All right, so now since we always talk about our crazy hookups, we ask you guys what's your craziest hookup.
Yes.
Guys let us know on the Spotify app. Mm-hmm. So this is from our girl, Coco. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm a 90-year-old girl. I used to peg this guy in the park because we both lived with our parents.
Well,
I feel like that's very normal.
It's very normal. A lot of guys, I get it, though. As being a gay man, I get it, girl. Our G-spot is in our ass.
Yeah.
It is. But first of all, girl, where are you pegging in the park? That's public indecency.
It is. The girls,
she's
you know,
probably
the
playground. You know girls are fucking the playground.
Yeah,
girl.
That's so disgusting.
The right? Girls, it's so wrong.
The girls love having outdoor fun.
They love it. I mean, have you ever had outdoor fun?
You know, you're really a bum bitch for that.
I've never had outdoor fun.
I've had outdoor
fun. I want outdoor fun so bad,
girl. I've had outdoor fun. I'm that type of, I like spontaneous things. I've had outdoor fun.
Outdoor.
If I have out, no, mine was like outdoor, but in a vehicle. I've never been in, oh.
I like you to say, girl. There's a lot of things, girl, about Denzel Dion, girl. She does what she does, girl. But I live for
you.
But I want to be like,
you
know.
You talk about London, right?
Yeah, London. But
and that was the first and last time I've ever
But I want to do something like that, though. Like, I really, like.
The opportunity literally just fell out of my hands. Literally.
It did. Honestly, it did. I want to do that, though.
You know, not for nothing, when I'm overseas, it just ignites my shit. Like, I would never do something like that over here, but overseas is just so...
It's so much more fun.
It's so much more fun. They don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. Even if they do, it's not like a weird situation. The girls, they don't talk. If you talk, I don't give a fuck who you talk to. Like, I'm not from here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just being overseas, just like... It just makes me like more like nasty. Like it brings out the other side of me.
Good stuff. When that happened, girl, I hate it in the moment. Now I would love it, girl. I would love it, girl.
Not me forgetting about it.
Girl, like, oh my God, I love it. I just feel like with me, it's like being like a gay man, I feel there's a lot of prep and what we have to do.
What you have to do.
What I have to do. You know, it's like the cleaning part of whatever. Like girls have it so easy. Like, girl, you know what I mean? But like being like a gay man, it's like difficult, but I definitely want to do like a public play.
Yeah, that was public.
That was definitely public. You did, girl.
It was okay.
But it's fine, girl. Yes, you want to beg your man, girl. Damn, bitch. Wait a minute. Hold up. She's 19, too. Damn, y'all be moving fast, girl.
Girl, was you not doing nothing at 19?
Not at all. I was just...
What did I do at 19?
God, why would I just...
At 19, did I do anything?
You did.
No, my host face started like at 21.
Next question. After the bars, I was getting ramen, and this guy in front of me looked at me, and we went on the side and did the boom boom from Paul.
That's how
this sounds to you. This should be Denzel. This will happen, girl. Denzel and his piece to get the eyes, and it's all going down history, girl.
You know what? It's only when I'm in drunk.
I know.
I'm only horny when I'm drunk.
Right. Bitch, we also.
And you know why? That's why I never really did anything because I never used to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never into it. Even now, like I'd be so into it, but you better hope and pray this liquor doesn't wear off. Because if it wears off, get out.
Isn't that crazy? Do you think it's mean though that we do that?
It's not mean. It's like, I feel like alcohol is like my aphrodisiac.
Yeah, girl.
It brings out a deep side. So I don't know why. I just want to be like, damn, I just be like, oof.
I don't know.
Yeah, but when I'm sober, I'm really not into anything. Mm-mm. I don't crave sex. I don't think about it. I don't crave it. It's not what I want. Like, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Even like talking to a partner, like, if we do stuff, anything sexual, I'm not into you.
Yeah.
Girl, if I'm really into you, girl, we don't have to do nothing for 3-4 years, girl.
Period. Honestly, truly. You know honestly. What I'm saying?
So I feel you. It's just really when I'm drunk, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is from Denny.
Mm-hmm.
One time I dated this guy who dumped me for his sister. Sister-in-law.
Either or is nasty.
Sister and... I mean, you know I'm trying to make you feel better. That's
girl,
disgusting.
It's not, I'm sorry,
that's
girl.
Disgusting. That needs to be reported. That's incest.
Yeah, girl. You need to mess around and call, you know... The po-po for that one, bro. That's yeah. Okay. From the pics, dude was given Metro PCS. He gets in my car, and he smells like a fermented yeast infection. He said, I'm nervous, so I said, let's get out and walk. He got out, and I sped the fuck off with the door open. Dante.
Period.
Good, honestly, truly.
What happened to me before, too?
What is given Metro PCS?
Metro PCS is like the phone. Like it's like a cheap phone service. The girls be having the hood like $30-$40.
Oh, bitch! Not as it gets a Cricket, right?
It's like a Cricket, but it's not because they have iPhones and stuff like that now.
Oh,
it's like a Boost Mobile, but like a higher Boost Mobile.
Yeah, girl. Listen, from my experience,
you never had a Metro PCS?
Huh? I've heard of it. I was girling with the Metro.
No, like the train.
Yeah, girl.
Metro PCS is like.
Oh, period. Like, well, girl,
it's like a cheap phone service.
Yeah, good for you. Speed off. I'm sorry. We do not deal with people who stank.
That happened to me once, and I said,
"You
gotta go.
Gotta go."
I said, "I gotta pick up my mom from the airport." He said, "When?" I said, "Now."
Now.
Okay, this is from Ty. I was told that he told his wife about me and asked her to leave so we can hook up, and she did. This happened 2 to 3 times a week. You know, that happened to me once.
I'm not surprised.
It wasn't a wife; it was a girlfriend. But yeah,
she wanted to watch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the girls are like that, though.
She wanted to join. I said, you can watch.
Yeah, but I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know how I would feel.
She was into that. He was like, yeah, my girlfriend. I was like, wait, what? He was like, yeah, my girlfriend wants to hook up. I'm like, what?
So, well, how would you feel about that situation? Are you okay with you hooking up with her man and she's in the corner just playing with
her? I don't like the fact that that's her man. I feel weird. You wouldn't care.
Okay. I will say I do have like a little bit of a kink that I want to experience that. Because I want to see, can I get your man off better than you get your man off?
I know I can, so I don't need to see it, girl.
Oh, yes, bitch. That's my girl. That's my sister.
So I don't need to see nothing, girl.
Period.
But yeah, she would have watched and I'm like, I was down. I was just like.
So I also said, like, are you okay with her watching?
I am, but then it's again, I'm very
so she
private.
She can play with herself as you do.
She can play with herself without the room door closed.
And like, she are you okay with that? That's what girls do.
No, they are. But the thing is, I'm not. It's just the fact. If it was a...
It's a girl.
No. It's not that it's a girl. It's that it's your man.
Oh, wait. So you're fine with being a girl?
Yeah! Girl, we've been talking about this.
Wow.
Yes, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's really? The fact that you're in a relationship. I feel like that's weird. And then I feel like I got bad karma on me. What about me and mine?
But if it's a... But if it's like two other dudes, you're fucking with that.
No.
You said it's like a man thing. Right.
Yeah. It's just
I don't know. If it's a guy, kind of, I think it's kind of high. But like, I can't deal with that.
I thought I was all about the whole open. I'm not into that.
Meaning, stop for me.
I don't know. That was old me talking, girl. I've changed, girl. But yeah, no, that's actually happened to me. He's asked multiple times.
Oh, period. Mm-hmm. All right, and the last one. I showed up to hang out with someone I had been talking to on a dating app for a minute. Upon arrival, he had all of the lights turned off. And once they were on, I realized I had been catfished. And that's Kacham? Wow, girl. Let me say this happened to me a lot before, honestly.
I've been catfished once.
You know what? I've messed around. I've actually went through with it. Because I said, we're in here now.
Oof, no. Mine was really not face. Though. Was yours, like, they looked totally
mine
different?
Was face, body, everything.
No, mine was just height.
Oh, that is the worst.
You're not about to say and tell me you're 6'2", and I pull up and you 5'5".
Girl, I would speed off.
And I would have been fine if you would have told me you was 5'5", because I would have, you know.
I know, girl. You would have been like, okay, cute. Because, you know... Denzel has had some pieces that have been 5'5", and they've
I only out. Had one that was 5'6". He was, you know, my jailbird. It was everything.
He's a jailbird.
The one from jail.
But who got out, right?
Yes.
Wow. You sent money to his commentary, right?
No, I did not. You want that?
Girl, you know I want that fantasy. You want that so bad.
No.
Girl, let me put some money in the book.
You know what's so crazy? I tried him up like 2 months ago, but no, it's not going to work.
He back in jail, right?
No, I don't think so. Ooh, well, I think so, because he would hit me up by now. He always hit me up.
You ever get a call, though?
No, I've never. You watch too much fucking TV. No.
Why would it so bad? You have a call.
No, oh, I loved it, girl. It was like face task, like cornrow, like five. It was like 5'6".
So short. He had great suit on him, gray scrub.
No, it was fine.
Damn, girl.
He was trying to guess. He wanted something more. I'm like, it's not giving that. Uh-uh. Like, so you just gonna kick me out like I'm a hoe? I'm like, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for your services.
How do you deal with that, though? Yeah. Like, are you kind of scared? Like, you kick him out, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna get my shooters, whatever.
Me and you totally different. I will say, one time I told him to leave, and he was like, you know what? I'm not leaving. I said, well, you better go. So he left, and then I came down to my hotel, and he was just there, like, where you going? I'm going. I'm like, we're not about to do this. God,
girl. That's different, girl. That's so different from me and you.
Yeah, but then again, it's always like at a hotel, like, it's always in, like, different cities.
That's hilarious,
girl. All right, well.
Wow. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you guys for saying what you said, and you guys said some nasty.
I know.
I knew we weren't on this in our own.
Period. You know, hey, we spill our tea. How about you spill yours?
Period. Okay, so now Coachella.
Coachella, bitch.
Coachella 2023. Mm. You want to start off?
My least favorite year.
My least favorite year. So wow.
Literally,
so
I would rate this Coachella, giving you at least a 3.
Yeah, I was gonna say 2. Yeah, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10.
Yeah, it just was every year Coachella. We've been doing this for 10 years now. Right?
Even last year was so fun.
It was so fun. So fun. I had a time.
But and I feel like it should be better as the years go on. Well, not more so the music, but the experience, just because, like, I feel like each year we level up, mm-hmm. which we have. But as far as the Coachella experience, not it.
Not mm-hmm. it. This is the worst ever.
The worst.
It was just so boring. I feel like it was a lot of waiting. There's a lot of artists we did not care to see. And there's a lot of artists that we... I mean, and also a lot of artists that we want to see were playing all at the same time.
And I feel like it was really because... Rolling Loud Thailand was the same time. Yeah. Rolling Loud Thailand had the best people, girl.
I know.
Yeah, the people that we would want to see was that Rolling Loud Thailand.
The multi-rap people.
Yeah, but also, yeah, but they make stuff lit. Like, I love that. Yeah. Like, I didn't even see Metro set.
You would have had a time weekend too, girl. That was your vibe, girl. That was all you, girl. Because you love Future.
I'm a Future.
You a Future fan down.
I love Future is too fast.
I don't know what it is, girl. He makes music that really make you feel so sexy.
I love Future. Slow songs, fast paced. I just feel like I just envision myself in a sundress wet. My shit's just clapping in the mirror.
Big girl, so bad, yes, girl. No, I love it, girl.
I love Future. I do.
Yeah, Future's it, girl. That was the only way, girl. I'm telling you. Weekend 2, you would have had a time.
I feel like I missed,
girl,
the best thing. Okay, so let's fast forward. Okay, so we went 2 weekends last year. We did it this year. Mm-hmm. But last year, the second week was planned for me. This week wasn't really planned for Ricky, but then he planned it like right before, but I didn't want to go. So, okay, so we got to Coachella like last year. Our experience was the same. Mm-hmm. We took a private jet.
Yeah.
We stayed in a nice house. Compound. The guest compound. Shout out to guests.
Love you guys.
We love the guest fam. And then, yeah, it was so cute. We stayed in our house. We had our rooms. I feel like it was like the Bad Girls Club. Like, we had like our assigned rooms.
Yeah.
We had a chef cook for us like 3, 4, 5 times a day. We had sprinters going back and forth. We had the ultimate experience.
Literally. It was everything.
It was everything.
We saw a lot of the girls. You saw a lot of girls who are very upset with the girls. They were making skits, being like, oh, who you here with? Like, I was like, oh my God, the girls are very pissed. We know we did that. But like I said, get your cookies up that you can be where we are too.
Yeah.
Period.
So yeah, it was just like all around the experience, because like I just loved it, because even though like every year we've been to Coachella, this is me and Ricky, we've been to 7 Coachellas, right? Mm-hmm. 15, 16. The first was 2015 for you, right? Mm-hmm. 15, 16, 17. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is our 7th Coachella. So until last year, we didn't have that experience. We always paid for our tickets. We always paid for our place to stay. We drove up there. Never flew there, bitch.
Never flew there, girl. Yeah. Always drove.
So like this was a really good experience for us to experience again. And it was fab. However, comma. The first weekend Coachella, so let me give you a rundown, right? The first weekend Coachella is obviously so hard to go. We didn't know this because we never, until like 3 years ago, we never really got invited to other events, or we did, but we just never went because we just actually liked the people who played at Coachella.
Yeah.
But the first weekend is really more so about the events.
All about events.
All events, all the parties.
There's so many of them.
So many. We have Revolve Festival. Then this year was Campoosh. We didn't go, but we heard
I'm
it was so,
so
fun.
Fucking pissed.
I know.
Campoosh is so cute.
Because we wake up and we just, from night, it's just a lot. Like,
the thing is, girl, we would get up.
And just lay down.
And just lay down, girl. I literally would wake up at like, I don't know, 9 a.m., girl. And I'd really be on my phone, girl. I'd like, go in and out
of sleep.
You know?
So it's just like, we missed out on a lot of stuff, but it was Revolve. Then we had Campoosh. Then we didn't even go to Soho.
We didn't go to We didn't go to Soho. What was Soho for? Yeah.
The Soho House, the desert thing. It was always so fun and so cute.
We didn't do Soho. What else we knew? We didn't do...
We didn't do none of the Diddy things.
We did other Diddy things. You know, we didn't do a lot of the day parties we usually go to.
True, yeah.
I feel like we were just focused on it. Also, by us going with the brand, we're very focused on getting our content.
Getting our content first and then having our fun.
Yeah.
We got them out the way, though. So it was just like going for that perspective, yeah. And then also, too, like, it will be like one person you want to see that's early. If it's 3 p.m., no one's coming to see you.
Girl, and also Coachella is dead at that time.
It's dead.
Nobody,
girl.
It's
so hot being at the desert at that time.
It's so hot. And it's not a waiting. It's like, damn, we can mess around and see somebody at 3 p.m. The next person to see is at 7. Oh my God, I have time. What am I doing?
And I hate leaving. When I'm at Coachella, I leave. But if I'm leaving, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, because the hassle, the traffic there, y'all, it's really insane. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And you know, we got a big ass bus, mm-hmm. girl, so it takes longer. You know what I mean?
Traffic.
And it's just a lot. And it's like, and when you're at Coachella, you think, oh, you're at a music festival, it's a lot to do. It's really not, honestly, truly.
It's not.
You go to the bar, you drink, what else you do?
It's literally just a hangout for grown-ups.
Yeah, literally. Honestly. You go drink, have a conversation. Then people say, go to the art activations. I don't care for that.
No one cares.
I don't care.
It's just on social media, so Coachella looks so different.
It looks so different.
I mean, the way it looked like now is like how it was like in 2015, 2016 when we went.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Coachella was. That's when like, there was influences there, but it was never really a big thing. So it was never all these events that happened during Coachella because people seem to get, like, a lot of people are in Palm Springs just to be Palm Springs. A lot of people don't have Coachella bands.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's just so many things that go on off Coachella. But, okay, boom. So every year, me and Ricky, we've went GA.
Oh, girl,
we went
VA. We don't do God, girl.
We don't do God. We went VIP. We went VIP. Every year, we've paid for VIP passes. There's been times Ricky got scammed for VIP pass.
Yes.
Times that I had to buy mine the day before or the day of.
Or the day at the festival.
So, like, that's that. And we always bought our tickets for, like, $1,500, $2,000, right? Mm-hmm. For VIP. VIP is ain't shit. So, if you're going to Coachella, I mean, if you want to go, if you GA, you could definitely sneak in to the VIP section.
Yeah, girl.
It's really not much.
Well, they bad girl. You can't sneak into the artist pack. They can check it down.
Artist is different. So, it goes GA, VIP, artist.
Mm-hmm.
We have artists. Artist is cute. Artist, obviously, you have all the access. Artist, guess you have all the access except for, like...
Yeah, but you can also get in if you have an artist with you.
Yeah, or, like, a friend
but
or family.
But this is the first year, though, that you could have artist guests and get in the golf carts.
It's always like that. We just don't get on because we see the line. It's always been like that. It says artist/artist guest.
Really?
Yes. I was talking to the girl. She was like, it's always been like this. And it is. We always think that we need... But also, too, everybody's an artist now. Artist is definitely like fucking GA now, bitch.
Yeah, girl.
So I was like, this always happens when me and Ricky get in the room, but we break it so hard. And we finally get here, bitch. It's like, damn, they let everybody.
I'm like, damn, you too.
We can't even have a year time motherfucking self.
Nothing, girl. It gets so frustrating, girl. I'm just getting so sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
But we should have had... fucking artists during 2015, girl. That'd been very cute, girl. That was fab.
But I didn't even know that was...
Katy Perry, Rihanna, all walking up there, girl.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right?
Because we would have paid for it.
Girl, I sure would have.
Girl, because the thing
we
is...
We had a coin.
You can't buy artist passes on the Coachella website. This is our things that you need to do when you're there.
I didn't know that. No one said, no one,
you're
fine with VIP.
Yeah, and then artists think, you have artist pass, but you have to be an artist.
Girl,
like, between our artists.
Girl, all them had artists.
Money
too,
talks,
bitch.
Money speaks.
Bitch, right? Girl, I wish you spoke a little bit louder for us during that time.
I think in 2015, I didn't have VIP. I had a staff band.
Oh, production? Bitch, you had production, bitch?
Bitch, fuck the VIP. Fuck the artist.
Production, motherfucker. Production.
Just the production bands, bitch.
Bitch, that's what I need, girl. You get that P, girl. You run that shit, bitch.
You run everything.
You go to the kitchen, girl.
You
fuck
everywhere,
bitch.
You
fuck out of here.
And that's for every festival, every concert, everything. Fuck the talent badges. No one gives a fuck about talent. Production, meaning you work here, you have to be here, meaning you have access to every room, get a production band.
Production
band. So those are hard to come by, but I had got one because I had bought one from this guy and he was like, it was $300. But I thought it was fake because it was so cheap.
You spent $300 on a production pass?
Yes.
Girl, this is like going for like $10,000.
I know, but the thing was, it was giving much that he had to leave and he was trying to send to get the money quick. And it wasn't like brand new. Like I had to squeeze my fat ass with nails. I was like, oh, girl, come on, circulation off.
Girl.
Yes, girl, I had a production. So that's what it was. It wasn't really, we was there, we always get to Coachella Thursday. Thursday, did we go? I think we went out Thursday.
No, we didn't. We got too drunk. We missed like the fun ass party too.
We missed the Playboy party.
We
missed the Playboy party. We got so drunk at dinner with the guest fam that we fucking fell asleep. I said, let me go to sleep on 10 minutes,
girl.
I woke up and it was 12:18. I said, Ricky's sleeping right now. I don't feel like
going. I was up.
For real?
I was up talking to that boy.
Oh, yeah.
I was up, girl. I was like, I know. Because I said, when I saw your door closed, girl, and I didn't see you come out, like, for call, I said, oh, that bitch is definitely not, girl.
Yeah, we
were. Girl, it's the best party, girl.
The best party. Mm-hmm. So that's Thursday. Friday wasn't really much. Like,
did we go on Friday?
I think we did go out. I didn't go outside. I went out Saturday, but that's when Saturday's when you had the time of your life, girl.
Oh, yes, girl. Ooh, yes, girl. What was that? What happened to you Friday?
We went out Friday. We was out Friday. Because I had blisters on my toes and my heels, girl. We went out, girl.
Good boy.
But I guess it wasn't memorable.
Friday is when Bad Bunny performed.
Mm-hmm.
No, girl. We did not go out on Friday. We did not. No, we did not. We getting right back to the compound, girl.
We did.
We didn't go out on Friday.
We did, right?
We didn't go out. Mm-mm. We did not. Damn, bitch. Two nights in a row, we didn't go out.
We didn't go out.
We didn't go out. It was, I remember, girl. We said, we not say Bad Bunny, girl. We tired. Let's go back, girl. We went back to the apartment, to the compound, girl. And that's it, girl. We stayed right there, girl.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything.
No.
No, we did go out. We did.
Where'd we go?
That was Neon.
Neon is Saturday.
Friday.
We went to study.
We went to study Friday.
We went out Friday.
We did go
we
out.
We went to Nylon.
Nylon.
We went to the Nylon house.
Yeah.
It was close, girl.
Close. Okay, Nylon.
Yeah. So we went to Nylon house and it was cute and it was fun.
Very fun.
It was fun. It was fab. We was out till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning and we could have went to the Tao party at Zanyara, which is Zanyara's this big ass estate, bitch. It's like 6, 7, 8 houses on the property, bitch. It's just a crazy ass house situation. And we didn't go there because I didn't feel like going.
We didn't go there.
We should have went out that night.
I'm pissed. But wait, pause, girl. We need to talk about like when Tao was at Revolve.
You liked it?
No, girl, that, you loved it, girl. That was a year, girl.
That was a time.
That was a year, girl. We went there. Remember Nicki Minaj hanging out with Kylie and all them, girl. Remember that? We remember we went the last day, girl. Shit!
Bitch.
Girl, Tao X Revolve, girl.
Wow.
The nightclub and the house, bitch.
Damn, bitch. Wow.
That was bad,
girl. You unlocked the memory.
Girl.
Bitch.
Do you remember that girl? Nicki with her headpiece, girl.
Nicki with her headpiece on. I was trying to find it. I think Nicki had like a cheetah outfit on. Yeah. Like yellow. Girl, what the?
That was your plan. You said, I'm getting this club. I'm going to get there, bitch.
I was like, Ricky, this is where we need to be.
Girl, Tao X Revolve, girl.
Wow.
Bitch. Wow.
Man, it was fab. It was fun. Coachella's really about the parties. The parties are so good, so fun.
The parties are everything.
Yeah. So we come on for us. It's really not in. I will advise you, if you want to go, just go test it out. But like, what people say on Instagram about, oh, people take their pictures and go back home on about all that, but.
Who the fuck would drive all that way?
That's what this girl was saying.
Who's that?
Lauren Gray, she made a video. She was like, all your favorite influencers are not a Coachella. They dress for the fucking desert. They go there, they take pictures, and they go back home. They don't have no band. I'm like, I've never seen that happen before.
Yeah, well, one girl did that. Remember she did that? Gabby.
Which one?
With her video. Remember she did that? The whole, like, faking the Coachella?
That's so dumb. Girl, like, if you do that, you're a weird bitch.
Yeah, honestly.
You sit there and drive
that's
the desert.
What I say. I hate the content girls who go there. Yeah. Like, y'all don't ever go for fun or that. Y'all don't care for the
music. We hardly get content because we're having the best time ever.
Usually.
Yeah.
But I mean, this year, I was having the main time, girl. I was just fucked up. Yeah. So I just forgot to pull out my phone, girl. I was literally, girl, drinking all day long. And when I got to the festival, girl, I was already so drunk that I didn't want to. I didn't feel like pulling my phone, girl. I want to ask them to take a picture of me, girl. I didn't give a fuck, girl. I was
really,
a
really, really care. And
that's it. It's we need to do something, girl.
It's even not more so of a fashion thing. I still dress.
But honestly,
even when it comes to outfits, me and Ricky, we used to have like mood boards, send stuff back and forth. This is what we're wearing 2-3 months prior. Bitch, I got my outfits made like 2 days before.
Per girl.
And Ricky didn't get his clothes to like there.
There. I had to pick up my stuff at a DHL, girl. Literally in Palm Springs.
Because we don't care no more. I mean, wherever we're going to put it, I'm going to put that shit on, period.
Girl, but we didn't give a fuck. Yeah. I feel like, when I think about this year, girl, I feel like this was the most mid-year, even for the party, so honestly, truly.
Yeah, the party was even out. And I think it's because we've been doing it for so long and so much is nothing new. That's why I wanted to go to Thailand. But I always say, it's not really a FOMO thing for me not to go to Coachella, but I'd rather be at Coachella than to be in LA.
Yeah, girl.
If I'm ever booked or is there ever a job on the line the same time as Coachella, of course I'm taking a coin. I'm going to Coachella. It's never too much for me not to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
But why the fuck would I stay my ass in LA when I could just go 2 hours away to Palm Springs, well, in our case, by the PJ, 20
right,
minutes.
Right, I know. You got bitches over here like, oh my God, with the vibes tonight. You're in LA, it's Coachella.
It's Coachella. It's very dead. Especially there, like the circles we're in, everybody's at Coachella.
Everyone's there.
So it was like, we can't even like go out.
I mean, because trust and believe, there's been multiple times we've wanted to miss. I'm like, girl, I don't feel like
going.
But we get a free pass, girl.
Yeah, exactly. So that was weekend one. I loved Blackpink. I didn't see Bad Bunny. Mm-mm. I didn't really see much people. I saw Blackpink both weekends. That's really it.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris, both weekends. Loved
amazing.
Calvin Harris.
Was everything. Loved it.
That's it.
K Trinata was good.
Really good. But that was a set. I loved the head and everything.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to really see Rosalie. I didn't get a chance to really see
it. It was too early for us.
It was too early.
And she was in the seven something.
Yeah.
But it was like, oof, we didn't get to the festival till like 8.
Girl, me and Denzel literally this year, we literally went to the festival almost every day, like around like 10.
9. Because there was so many parties and then even traveling near the traffic. And it was just like,
it's too much.
It was just a lot.
It's
but
a lot.
Yeah, we didn't see anybody.
Frank.
Oh, hi, Frank.
Yeah, we saw that.
That was really packed.
packed.
I've never seen an artist section packed to the point where I can't even get an artist. Artist is looking like GA. Bitch, that shit was packed.
Well, it was like that for Smash Mafia. Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't go.
Girl, what the fuck?
For real?
So packed. Because that was the first time I performed in fucking years, decades. Bitch.
It was, the artist section was packed?
Packed boots, bitch. It was so bad, girl. I had to literally leave and stand in VIP. I could do it. I was
for
like,
real?
I can't. Yeah, it was so packed.
Yeah, because for Frank, bitch, it was so packed to the point where, bitch, I couldn't go in through the exit or the entrance.
Yeah, girl, it was too much. Though, we're in here deep. It's crazy. It's bad. I can't do it, girl.
Wow.
I can't do it.
So,
but that's the thing is, girl, what you need to be at, girl, now that I know, girl, you need to be in the friends and family section. You're going to give you a wristband, girl.
But that's if you're friends and family with the artist.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
I got him a Burna Boy, girl.
They gave you a band, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did. Because
they only give those. That's every festival. You could watch with your friends and family. They give you that for after Burna Boy, you better take your ass right on out. Everybody's color is different.
Yeah, everybody's color is different. Girl.
Unless you know all the artists, girl, that'd be cute. But
girl,
we don't.
Right? We don't. Yeah.
Yeah. But so that was weekend one. And the weekend, Ricky went to weekend two. Friday was like the best day.
The best day, bitch.
Yeah.
The best day. It was all like the lit ass. And it was like, I feel like this is when people really did a big one. They're like, you know what? So a lot of people always do this. You think weekend one is better. Weekend two is better because like weekend one's like, okay, we any kinks, so we need to mess around and fix our performance, girl. We work these out and our best one's gonna be weekend two.
I feel like it's always like you're so excited. Weekend one is a bang and the crowd is bigger.
Weekend two, this crowd was huge this year, girl.
For real?
Yes. It was very big. It was very big. We were so excited about Fred again, girl.
Yeah, so that was weekend one. Weekend two, Ricky said he was going to weekend two and I didn't want to go. Because I was just like, if I have to, because we flew in and out, have to drive there.
Yeah.
And then I was going to take an Uber. I'm not paying $700 to go 2 hours away.
I know.
And then I looked on Blacklane. I'm not paying $900 to go 2 hours in a Sprinter.
Yeah.
That's an internet.
Not even a Sprinter, girl. I ordered a Sprinter and then gave me an SUV.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they do that.
Girl, it says Sprinter SUV. Give me the fucking Sprinter, bitch. But now you're going to give me the SUV. I'm just
not about to do that. So I was and I could drive. I didn't feel like driving. But then I ended up driving anyway.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, come. I'm like, fuck, fine.
I told you, girl. And literally everybody was there that weekend.
I know.
Everybody was like, bitch, fuck it. We coming out. Because what the fuck you doing in LA, girl?
Right.
We getting sick and tired of going to the same clubs here, girl. At least we can go somewhere different.
Yeah.
That was like good that we did that, honestly.
So yeah, Ricky went to Rico too. Ricky was there before me. I came there Saturday.
It was cute. It was whatever.
It was whatever.
It was whatever, honestly.
Ricky went with a boy. Yeah. That's how I didn't want to go. I would have went, but I was like, I didn't want to just be around y'all.
Yeah.
And then
but I Luke was around you, Mo.
No, not really.
Yeah, it was cute. I just really wanted Denzel there. Like, anytime I've, like, if I'm, like, with a boy and, like, you know, I'm having fun, but, like, honestly, truly with me, this is with me. If I'm with a man, girl, whatever. One thing about it is, and I've said this multiple times, I can mess around and be booted, whatever, girl. I always choose my friends before my men, though, always. Girl. I'd rather be my bitches.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, more fun, girl. So I feel like when I'm with a guy, I gotta do things differently, you know. I have to mess around and act a certain way. When my bitches, girl, I can just let my hair down, girl.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah. I was just happy that you came. I was like, thank God.
I like that I came, too, because I met that boy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How is he?
It's fine. I mean, it's not really nothing much now.
You see him talk about girls every now. If you fall in love with Coachella, it's not gonna get what it gives when you get back home. Okay, just saying, girl.
No, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna wait it out. I mean, he hit me up like 2 days ago.
He live in LA.
He lives in San Francisco.
Oh, I mean, I was gonna go down and say, oh, San Fran is so boring, bitch.
It's so boring, but it was cute. I love you. See, this is. I love being approached. I'm sorry. I'm really that bitch.
You are that bitch.
I showed my sister a video of him. Well, it was a video of me. And he looks like Frank. I didn't see it.
What if it was Frank?
Girl, shut the girl, no, Frank, girl. Imagine. But he was tall, though. Hold on.
Very tall, girl. He did see you, and you saw him. Y'all two giraffes. Girl,
it'd be hard for people to find tall. Bitch, I'm always finding tall boys.
Girl, I mean, always. Damn, bitch, because you're at their eye level.
I'm dead. You're right.
I can't find tall boys because Denzel always in front of me.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, where he at? Oh.
It's so annoying. But anyways, so is this story time?
Girl, I think it is story time, girl.
Okay, fine. It's a story time.
All right, you guys. So when we get back, we're going to be telling you guys a little story time where Denzel is about how he met his Frank Ocean.
Ricky, shut the fuck up. And we're back.
Yes.
Okay, so boom.
Boom.
I never really meet a boy at Coachella, right?
You do every year.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
But I'm never really too fond of him. Like,
are you?
I'm never really too. It's cute, but this one was cute.
Oh, he was fine, though.
Yeah.
Because even, oh my God, I hate to say this. And you know what? I'm going to say it. And I'm going to say it because, like, now I'm going to say it. When I saw him, I was very jealous.
I am It was like a movie, bitch.
It was.
It was fab.
I was like, oh my God, wow.
You know, I loved, I'm such an, people say I'm intimidating. I don't think I am. But I love when I get, I always get approached though. So I'm never like.
Wait, what set did you watch?
It was a fun artist. Who was there? I think we wanted to wait for Calvin.
We were waiting for Calvin here. But I'm saying, oh, okay.
Yeah. We waited for Calvin. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I just saw him last week. I don't want to see him. I want to go to the Gobi because I want to see Donovan's Yard. They're going to play Afrobeats. They're going to play I'm a Piano. Shaba had their own thing. Shaba had their own thing.
At
Coachella,
right?
Yeah. So he approached me. I was looking at him. He was looking at me. And I was like, okay, cool. And he came up to the barricades. He was like, yo, do I know you? And I'm like, I don't think so. He said, oh, you model for Telfa? I was like, no. He said, you look like a model. I was like, no, I'm not. He said, okay, what's your name? And I was like, oh, Denzel. He was like, what's your name? I'm going to give him, I want to say his name, but.
Frank.
No. We'll call him.
Ocean.
Call him Ocean.
Ocean, period. We'll call him Ocean.
So we call Ocean. And I was like, he was like, oh, wait for Calvin. I was like, yeah. I was like, to keep it buck with you, I just saw him last week. So I want to go to this other tent. So we out to go. But he said, all right, bet, let's go. He said, meet me at the end. So we met him at the end. And we were just walking and talking. And that's pretty much it. Like, what do you do?
What's his sign?
He's a Gemini. He was like,
you love Gemini.
I do.
I
do.
Bro. I can't, he was
like,
stand him.
I'm a Gemini rising. He was like, know what you do, da da da. He was like, first, and I was like, oh, I'm a designer. I was like, what do you do? He was like, oh, I'm an artist. And I was like, oh, okay, you produce, you write. He said, no, I'm like an artist, like I'm a muralist. Like he does murals.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, so I was like, okay, fab. Yeah. So then I was like, oh, awesome. I was like, okay, fab. And then he was like, how old are you? I was like 25. And I was like, how do you? He said, how do I look? I said,
here we go, girl. When they say they're always young.
Yeah.
All the time, girl.
I was like, give me 26, 27. But I knew he was younger, but he has such an old soul. And his voice is deep. Like, that's the most deepest voice. Like, you know, I've talked to a lot of deep-ass voice, girl. Baritone down, bitch. Deep. Yes, he was like, oh, I'm 23. I'll be 24 next month.
That's fine for you, though.
I mean, that's fine, but still.
But you know, you want some older girl.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's fine. It's not bad. It's not like, you know, he's the same age as my sister. So then he was like, where you from? And I was like, I'm from New York, but I live in LA. He was like, where you from? He said, from Louisiana. That's on your bitch.
Whoa, God, girl. Nola, baby, girl.
Bitch, Nola. Do you have an accent?
Yeah! Bitch, that's what I want, girl. Yes, girl. Yeah, girl.
Girl, the accent was just too fab. And we was talking, we was walking, bada bing, bada boom. And we was just chilling, enjoying each other's company and like, I was telling him we was going out. I was supposed to meet him, but then I fucking lost him and then his phone died, bitch. It happened twice. So that was the first day. So we went to the theater. We just, like, he knows, he's catching my vibe. I'm catching his vibe. Bada bing, bada boom. He's talking about his travel. He travels down. I'm like, period. The boy that travels on his own. Yes. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm going to London next month. Bada bing, bada boom. He's like, okay, I love London. I have a London ting over there. He's like, I have a ting in London. I was like, okay. He said, yeah, she. I said, oh,
here we go, girl. Here we
go, girl. Girl ain't nothing I ain't used to, girl.
Okay, right?
So I was like, fine, whatever. Cool. And then we chilled and then we was just macking the whole night. And then he was supposed to come to the Zenyara. We were supposed to go, but he was texting me. He went to this other party and then it was just got too late. I was like, I'm heading home. Like, I'm not about to see. He's about to head over like at 4 or 5.
What happened? Why the fuck?
Yeah, I know. But which we'll call it, I liked, because he was like, cool. He was like, oh shit, like you pop it, because this always happens. Yeah, I get noticed here and there, and I like how it's died down over the past few years. I don't like how it was before.
Yeah.
Now I can actually breathe. It just always happens when I'm boy, bitch, getting stopped the left and right, left and right, left and right. I'm like, damn, I can't even draw myself. I look like it too. He was like, Denzel, oof, you ate, that's it. Thank you. Because I always get that approach, like, damn, you're so fine. Like, da da da, like I'm ugly online. But then they looked at him and he was with me. He was like, waiting for me. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He was like, oh, it was like, I said, yeah.
Yeah, bitch, you ate that. You ate, not, bitch, you really ate
it. Look, we look so fab together, even though that's my friend. No. What?
One thing about this bitch, girl.
Everyone's a friend unless you're not, until you're not.
I period, honestly.
You're a
like
friend
that.
Until you're not. I don't care.
I don't what call you a friend. I'm going to call, oh.
I don't say
I
the same.
I know
I've been
since
peace.
My friend,
it's
too.
My
like,
friend.
Yeah,
if you're a friend, if it's friend or we together, either
yeah,
one. So it was cute. That was the first night. And then the second night, well, we was texting all night. And then the next day, he said, well, you going to the festival? And I was like, okay. But he said, okay, I'm going to go meet you at Willow. I get to Willow. He was there, but I couldn't find him because he had no service. And I had no service. It was just, we kept missing each other. And then when he finally was at VIP to meet me, bitch, we had just left. Took everything within me not to, let's go back. But I was like, you know what, it's fine.
Girl, we could have.
I know we could have, but he was like, damn. He took a picture, he's like, right here. And I knew it was crazy because his phone died. But however common, he called me. Like, he remembered my number and called me on someone else's phone.
Now that's a real man. Oh, girl, that
he said, he said, he was like, yo, Denzel. I said, hello. He was like, yeah, it's me. He said, my phone died, but he just took some girl's phone. And the girl was like, yeah, we're over here, like, da da da, because this is where Fred again was on. She's okay, we're in the middle. I have this big fan, da da da. I'm like, how do you even, like, Yeah, that was so crazy. That was cute, though.
That would have really turned
me
on.
That was cute.
Girl. And yeah. Me, bitch, for that one, girl. Are you serious? That means he actually would think about you.
Yeah, he wanted to see me. He uses somebody else's phone, like, try to make it happen. You know what
girl,
I'm saying?
That's that
like,
cute. If, that's if he wants to.
Yeah,
would,
I think, and we just met, too. It's not even like we be talking, but yeah, nothing. He hit me up, like, the day after I came back, and it was nothing much. I could keep the conversation going, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I just I hope you got home safe. That's it. No response.
Period. That's it.
And that's fine. I don't.
See, girl, that's what I do love that. I feel like that I feel like I want that type of, like, you know, I don't know. I want what you have, honestly.
What do you mean?
I want that. Keep it, just keep it like that. Keep it very simple.
Like, I
don't want, like, any expectations of, like,
yeah,
you know
I don't,
what I mean?
When it comes to, like, dating, well, man, I don't date women. But when it comes to, like, dating, like, I don't try to start a conversation. Like, how do I say it? Like, we could have a conversation, I ignite it, and if I give you something not to respond to, I know if you really want to talk, because as a man, like, if you want to start a conversation, then if I say, hope you got home safe, and if you really wanted to talk, you would, like, verb from there.
Yeah.
If not, keep
it's
pushing.
Too good. Like, yeah.
And I don't feel no way about it.
Right?
And if you want to hit me up, I know you're thinking about me. He probably hit me up next week, the week after. It means he thought about me, he thought to hit me up, because that's how I am.
Yeah.
I don't try to keep something going if it's not there.
Yeah, same. Because I really hate, like, you keeping a conversation going, there's a lot of gaps.
Yeah, gaps.
It's like, oh, like, glad you made it home. Like, oh, yeah, hope you made it home too. What's your favorite Coachella? I answer, you don't answer. Maybe you don't answer, like, four or five days.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
You know,
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like,
I don't
that.
Like that,
you know?
Just keep it. It is.
Hope you got home safe. Don't
it's
respond.
Okay, girl. I used to be that girl that used to mess around and really get mad when I didn't respond. Mm. I love it now, girl. Because I don't care. Because I honestly feel like, sometimes communication really stresses me out, honestly, truly. Honestly,
I love communication.
But sometimes if, like, I know it's not going to work, girl, I'd rather just keep talking.
It's not the communication for me. It's comprehending. Bitch, ooh, we could communicate, but bitch, if you're not understanding what I'm saying, girl, like, you can communicate, but bitch, are you listening?
Are
you understanding?
Bitch, yeah, motherfucker, that's right, girl.
Yeah, so that's
girl.
What it is about me.
Girl, it's just honestly, the older you get, girl, it gets too much, like, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing too much. Gets me up, whatever, bada bing, bada boom. I'm not.
I love it. I hate it. How's your day? I don't know why I'm like that, girl. I don't like that.
I hate that.
I don't like that. I want you to mess around and just ask me a question. Like, damn. I don't know. I like the guys. I'm like, oh, how was your day? I'm like, oh my God, it was amazing. He's like, damn, my day be better if I was with you. I kind of like that. I'm like, you know, I'm like, damn, then come see me. Oh! Bitch!
You are so fucking stupid.
Girl, I want that so bad, girl. You're I love that, girl. I love that. Like, girl, I love that. Like, damn, oh, damn, you outside? Like, I like shit like that. That's what I want. Spontaneous. If you really want to see this, come see this.
Period.
Yeah. And it's time for What's Your Jam? We'll talk about what we're obsessed with. Music, TV, fashion, whatever it is. Let's get into it. Denzel, what is your jam this week?
Well, you know, I'm not listening to no new music. People need to drop out new shit.
Girl, what is going on?
Like, I feel like
a lot of y'all bitches are really bored. Where is the pen and paper? Where is the studio?
Is the girls are just not really dropping
shit. The only girls directly dropping shit is Nicki.
That's it.
That's it, girl. I need an album. I need somebody new.
Yeah, right. New.
New.
Like a new sound. Somebody new.
Yeah,
that
somebody. Like, I will say, girl, I've been stalking your girl, Miss Uncle Waffles, girl.
I was
going
to say,
really fucking pissed
that you
missed that.
I told you Uncle Waffles is that bitch. I was about to say
that.
Uncle Waffles is that bitch.
Girl, why are you saying about it?
I
didn't know. Girl, you know me. I don't know. I'm a piano. You know I know.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah, Uncle Waffles, she ate. I want to see her in May 27th for Afro Nation. I'm telling you, we should go to Afro Nation, bitch.
I'm down.
In Miami. Why the fuck not?
We go there. I ain't doing nothing.
We go there for 2-3 days. We come back home and we go straight to London for Renaissance.
I'm so down for that, girl.
Girl.
I'm going to see her work it out, girl. Because I want to see Uncle Waffles. Because I was stalking her on Twitter and shit. Damn, bitch. First of all, that fucking crowd. Two, her music, girl.
And she's pretty, too. Like,
she's pretty.
I love pretty girls who have talent.
Yeah.
There's just something about, like, being, because, you know, people think if you're a pretty girl, you're just pretty.
No,
but you know, that bitch
like
is talented. Like.
Do. Yes, yeah. Girl. Yes. I like that shit, girl. I wish
you could
see
her. Okay? I was going to say she was my jam, but I'm like, she's always my jam. But I never really say it, right? Uncle Waffles.
Did she ever do Ghana ever?
Yeah, she's been at Ghana. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's on her own, like, mini tour now.
Oh, cute.
Yes,
girl, she is fab.
Uncle Waffles
is fab. She's Nigerian, right?
She's South African.
Oh, purr. Okay, wow. She's fab. I wish we could sing her, girl.
No, she's...
Girl, when I said, this is the type of music I want to hear. Like, I love this
she
type
was, of music. She was in Toxic. She was supposed to, like, do my after party for Noid.
Girl.
She was booked.
Girl, you ate that. Damn, girl, that was cute. Yeah, that's so crazy. Girl, when I think about your after party, girl, it's the fact that, girl, we went in the dance floor, girl, we went in the back room, child. sit and talk. That's what stars do.
Okay? just for the girls to have fun.
Yeah, have fun, have your drinks, and we have our bottles at our table.
You know, sponsored by Ducey.
Yeah, yes, bitch.
But yeah, what's your jam? Nothing, right?
Honestly, nothing. Nothing really, honestly. I don't feel like I don't have a jam. I feel like, I don't know.
No new shows?
No new shows. Still watching Modern Family. Girl, I'm on season 10. I'm about
You're
to be
insane.
Done. About to be done. I started that show literally 2 weeks ago. No, honestly, no. 2 weeks ago, yeah. I'm really almost done with the girl. But let me tell you right now, Modern Family is literally one of the best shows, I think, that has ever been written, girl.
Really?
I've never, usually like with a sitcom like that, that has like a different story each and every, each and every episode, it gets repetitive, gets boring. Girl, every story is so hilarious, bitch. Those writers like literally are actually like, honestly amazing. Like, that show is so fucking funny, bitch. I was crying. Bitch, I was watching it last night, girl, crying laughing, girl. It's so funny.
That's
I love
crazy.
It. Modern Family is everything. But I think I've said that multiple times.
I'm watching this new show on Prime called The Power.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, it's just about teens from, like, all around the world have the superpower and they're gonna get connected. Ricky doesn't like supernatural shit.
Denzel loves medieval. You like medieval times. So,
yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't like
as medieval as we go is Bridgerton. Yeah. And that's not even medieval.
Yeah, Winx, though. Winx is kind of medieval.
I love fate.
You love things. Fairies. Oh, I hate
it. Bitch, I'm a supernatural type of bitch. Give like me this. Powers. I love powers. Give me fantasy. Yes! Yes!
I hate that shit, bitch.
I love that. I love crime. I love murder, but I do love a superpower, bitch.
Girl, I love drama. I love scandals.
I love scandals, too.
I love it all, girl.
Anything Shonda Rhimes, I love.
Yeah.
I know I love Shonda Rhimes.
You're such a mother.
I love Shonda Rhimes. Girl. Thank God it's Thursday, girl.
Good.
I love everything Shonda Rhimes except Grey's Anatomy. I cannot get into season 25.
Girl,
season 45. But I wish I was on that show, bitch. That's a track every year, girl.
I know that's right, girl. Give it to me, bitch.
Yeah,
no.
I love everything Shonda Rhimes, but that's just pretty.
That's it for me. Yeah, girl, it's fine. It's cute, whatever. Yeah.
Well, that was us talking about Coachella.
Coachella,
getting
the
ins
and outs. The ins and outs.
The ins and outs. Of Coachella, the parties, what bands you should get.
Yeah.
If you feel like you missed out, girl, you didn't.
You didn't, girl. It's fine, girl. Watch it on the YouTube.
Right, you feel like more of an experience. But
girl, honestly, girl, you see more over there, girl.
Right.
Also, I will say about this Coachella, it pisses me off, the screen. That screen is always delaying the bitches. I'm like,
the words don't be matching the mouth. Yeah, we out.
Girl, I be pissed. That's a, girl, it really, you know, you're fine on the YouTube, girl. You're fine on YouTube, yeah. So it's fine. Yeah, but girl, yeah. If you want to go to Coachella, go.
Try it, but it's really not.
Yeah, girl.
Well, I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.